When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. Yes, you can have a favorite. I might not be it. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Said toxic people, said toxic rage. Y'all get it. Not everybody's a narcissist. Today's episode is going to be answering the question, are narcissists insecure and or jealous people? Should it be, is this a two-parter? And it's one part. It's one part. It's two parts all in one. To answer your question from the simplest of ways, in the simplest of ways, are narcissists jealous and or insecure people? Most of them are, yes. You can damn near say all of them are. All of us. Yes, I'm a narcissist. So let me sidebar real quick. I got people in my comment section, y'all. Sometimes they come in my comment section and they're like, Lay, you keep saying they. Why don't you just say we? You're a narcissist too. You're trying to act like you're not a narcissist anymore. Like, y'all just ignore the first 8 seconds of my video say, I'm Lee Hammack, a diagnosed narcissist. Like, y'all be ignoring that stuff. Yeah, these are not gotcha moments. I just feel like y'all trying too hard to gotcha me. I'm gotcha in myself. Gotcha, me. I'm me. I'm doing the 8 Mile Eminem type stuff right here. I'm doing the gotcha stuff on me, myself. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, or whoever, y'all, you have to understand the dynamic. The narcissists are super insecure people. They just are. Super insecure, super jealous people. And when I say jealous people, narcissists are not jealous of damn near everybody around us. Like, for me, in instance, I'm just super jealous of so many people. So to me, y'all, there's a difference between jealousy and envy. This is my perspective right here, y'all. There's a big difference between jealousy and envy. Jealousy is when you see what other people have and you want it for yourself. You're like, damn, why do you have that? I want it. You know what I mean? I want that. Envy is when you see somebody else have the stuff that you want and you don't think they deserve it and you want to replace them. You see what I'm saying? You want to take it from them because you don't feel like they deserve it. I'm envious of you. I want your spot. I'm trying to supplant you, replace you. Jealousy means like, damn, I want that too. Why do you deserve it? I don't. You know, I feel like envy is worse because you're actually trying to strip the other person of what they have. Jealousy for me is just like, hey, I want it too. You know, I'm jealous of this situation. Narcissists are jealous of their friends, family members, significant others, coworkers, bosses, their parents sometimes. Damn, look, sometimes they'd be jealous of their damn kids, of their grandkids. Like, y'all, there is no limit to the jealousy of narcissistic people. There's no limit to the jealousy of toxic people. There's not, y'all. They're going to be jealous of damn near every. If you have something that they want, the jealousy will kick in. And to me, the jealousy leads to insecurities. Like, it leads to, you know, the jealousy leads to narcissistic people feeling insecure all the time. Like, super insecure people, like most narcissists, don't want to be around super successful people that make them feel like they're less than. You know, they don't want to be around, they don't want to be in a crowd of people that are doing better than them in literally every single way. Financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, they don't want to be around people who make them feel less than. You see what I'm saying? They don't want to be around people who make them question their own worth and value. Yeah, they're jealous of you because sometimes the jealousy stems from them being super insecure about who we are inside of us. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to do anything, y'all. A narcissistic person will just be naturally jealous of what you have going on. I know people are just like, everybody's jealous, though, Lee. Yeah, intent matters. Because from some narcissists, that jealousy can turn into envy and they try to snatch it from you and replace you and supplant you, smear campaign you, ruin your reputation and take it from you. You see what I'm saying? That's what happens right there. Y'all. That's the dynamic. That's what goes on in a lot of these situations. You know, That's how it goes, though. And I tell this to people all the time. If you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you got to understand, like, this is part of it, y'all. This is part of it. I want people to understand that, like, this is part of this. If you're going to be in this person's life, you're going to be around this person or in a relationship with this person, in a partnership with this person, they're going to be jealous of you. And sometimes, like I said, that jealousy can lead to a smear campaign. It could turn into envy. I've had this happen in my own real life with narcissistic friends and partners around me. They become jealous of what I have going on, and they try to take it from me by lying and spreading rumors and stuff like that. I've had this happen to me in real life. You know what I mean? This is real life with other narcissistic people. Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, I have jealous narcissists in my life. I'm still a jealous narcissist. I still get jealous. I still get insecure. But like when I get jealous and insecure, that makes me look inward because I've done so much work on myself for the last almost 6 years. That makes me look inward to see what I'm lacking, to see what this really feels like. Most narcissists, when they become jealous or insecure, they look outward to try to shield it up. They try to add another layer to themselves. You see what I'm saying? They try to add another layer to protect themselves, make them feel less insecure, less shame. You see what I'm saying? Me, I hate this. I hate feeling like this. You know what I mean? Why do I feel this way? It can be something as simple as like walking through first class on an airplane. You know what I mean? I went to Australia a couple weeks ago. Like last week, I was in Australia. I was like, dang, I wanted to be in first class. You know what I mean? I'm walking through the first class seat. I'm just super jealous of everybody in first class. So I'm sitting there and I'm just like, you know, I'm super jealous. I'm super insecure. But like, could I afford to do the first class stuff? Yeah, I could. I was on the United app. I was like, I'm about to do it just to prove a point. But I had to stop. But I had it in the cart. I'm about to pay for it on the look. I had the United app on my phone. I'm about to pay for it. But instead of doing it, which is a lot of narcissists would have done that. Instead of hitting submit payment, I deleted it. I was like, you know what? Why am I feeling this way? I had to look internally to be like, why am I feeling this way? We're going to the same spot. I can take the money I'm going to spend on this first class stuff and buy my kids some gifts here. You know what I mean? I can use that for real estate ads. I can use that to promote my upcoming book. You know what I mean? I can use that to pay for a different design of my next journal. This is my first journal right here. This is the self-love journal right here, y'all. I have another journal coming out and I'm writing a book. I had to look internally to see what I'm lacking. Most narcissists, toxic people, they will let that jealousy and insecurity lead them to making rash decisions. Unwise decisions. You see what I'm saying? Instead of thinking rationally, they try to add another layer. Buying that first class ticket would have added another layer to me as opposed to making me look internally and dealing with the shame that I felt. Could I afford it? Yeah, I definitely 100% could. I was like, you know what? I can do that. I'm trying to feel it. I don't want to feel this way the whole flight. This is a 16, 17 hour flight. I don't want to feel this way the whole way. I'm going to just do it so I can feel better. I was like, you know what? No. Look internally. What am I lacking? Why am I feeling insecure? Why am I feeling this way? I had to look internally to understand why. Most narcissists are not going to do that. They're going to submit payment, go sit their happy asses in first class, and feel the same, and get to the same place and feel the same way. Like, damn, it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, but this, I did it. I showed them, and so paranoid that everybody's looking at me. A lot of times, narcissists get paranoid that everybody's watching us. Like, damn, you can't do this. Damn, you're not good enough. We're telling this to ourselves. We're not good enough. You're not good enough. You can't do this. You don't deserve that. So to prove myself wrong, to prove the onlookers wrong, the paranoid, the people who I think are watching me wrong, you buy the first class ticket. You do first class. You do stupid stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? It could be something as simple as that, y'all. That's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people right there wrapped into a ball for you. They let their insecurities and their jealousy lead them to making rash decisions and, you know, just silly ass actions to make them feel better about themselves in the moment. Instead of looking internally and dealing with the shame and the insecurities and the jealousy, understanding where it stems from, they add another layer. A narcissist will add another layer rather than looking internally. So guess what happens when you add this is kind of like the catch-22 of right here, y'all. When you add another layer, it makes it harder next time. It makes it harder to look internally next time because you added another layer. You have to add that same layer because guess what? This is not going to be the last flight I take. Another flight, I feel the same way. You see what I'm saying? Same thing. Instead of looking internally, you add another layer. So you continuously have to add that layer over and over and over again. That's how you get some jealous narcissists. They start living outside of their means. They go into debt. They do stupid stuff. They try to have the nicest things to cover up. They're adding layers. The nicest clothes, adding a layer. The nicest cars, adding a layer. Instead of looking internally to see why I'm doing this, they're adding layers to protect themselves, to guard themselves. So you don't see, they'll add a layer so you don't see the real them. Because a lot of narcissists do not think the real them, the real us, is deserving of love. We don't think we're good enough. We're super insecure. We're super small and diminutive inside of ourselves. You see what I'm saying? That's the thought process. That's the mindset of a lot of narcissists. Instead of looking internally, breaking down the layers, breaking down the shame, breaking down the insecurities and the jealousy, we add layers. A lot of us do. I don't add layers no more, y'all. I don't care how I look, how I dress, how I go out no more. I'm looking internally to see why I think this way. Adding layers. The jealousy and the insecurity sometimes, y'all, where it stems from is childhood, and it stems from like shame. It also stems from sometimes paranoia. In my instance, in my mind, it stems from a lot of paranoia. I have a lot of paranoid thoughts. You know, I'm not good enough. People are watching. People think you're broke. People think you're ugly. People don't think you're good enough. You know, I have a lot of paranoid thoughts. I think people are watching sometimes, you know, but that's how it goes. Sometimes I feel like somebody's watching me. But anyways, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode, y'all. I got to walk to the store real quick before my one-on-one start. Again, y'all, the Self-Love Journal is available. The Self-Love brand is available, too. This is my Self-Love jacket. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.